Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
My former pastor of about 25 years or more once said from the pulpit that there would be some great surprises when we get to heaven. Some of the biggest heroes of the faith would be some three-foot grandmas, he said, that no one knew about, who were powerful intercessors, always in their prayer closets, praying. Father Nash was certainly cut out of that same cloth. Someone asked Charles Finney what kind of man Father Nash was. "We never see him," they said. "He doesn't enter into any of the meetings." Finney replied, "Like anybody who does a lot of praying, Father Nash is a very quiet person. Show me a person who is always talking, and I'll show you a Christian who never does much praying." Nash was tremendously passionate in his praying. Sometimes in the early morning, he would go into the woods near the town and pray. On one occasion, it was reported that he could be heard praying 3/4 of a mile away. Finney reported that Nash and his companion intercessors prayed with so much effort that in sub-zero weather, their clothes were drenched in sweat. I think that intercessory prayer without travail, tears, or agony of soul is not worth much. I'm uncomfortable when modern teachers of prayer say that if you just use the right formula and say the right words, your prayers will be answered. Is it not the results that determine the effectiveness of prayer? Always remember that the prayer life of Father Nash produced 500,000 conversions to Christ.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.